Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on till 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It will be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hawes, Bobby Hebert, Kellen Moore, and his guest tonight will be Coach Nussmeier, Doug Nussmeier. Bob, you know, been knowing, and he married a Guidry. From Louisiana, didn't he?
Who's that?
Doug. The Coach Nussmeier.
No, he married an Hebert.
An Hebert.
From Lake Charles.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I thought it was a Guidry.
No, it's an Hebert from Lake Charles. No. So with Coach Nussmeier, he said, Bobby, when I told him that, I go, well you know what? It ain't no Nussmeier blood. It's that Hebert blood that he got. And he goes,
now that you say it, I remember you telling me.
No, and he says, it figures you would tell me that, you know, and stuff. So,
Doug Nussmeier will be the guest tonight right here on the Saints Coaches Show. Bob, 25-19. Again, you had opportunities. You got to settle for field goals. I thought the Saints' run defense did a really good job. You know, Mike Vrabel wants to run the football.
Yep.
Man, Jonathan Bullitt and Davin Godshaw, I thought both had really good games.
This is Godshaw's best game. I guess you're playing your former team.
And Bullitt.
Bullitt, you want to have a good game. We didn't do good either. Both teams didn't run the football. They average, this is good. If we continue, 2.4 yards a run, 31 attempts. Now, we only had 23 attempts, 3.2. But this is not good. And you know why it wasn't good? We only had 51 plays. Usually 65 is the measuring stick if you're getting it done, 65 or more. But it's not good because we didn't convert on third down. We went back to our old ways. We were good on third down against the Giants. Well, Mike, we were 3 of 9, 33%.
And the Patriots were almost 50%.
Yeah. 6 of 13, yeah. So we went back. We got to flip that script. When you the ebb and flow of the game and when you're trying to – really, when you look at it, Mike, nobody was punting. I mean, you know when you see a game
– they had the day off.
You might have like a turnover or something. The first punt of the game – came in the third quarter, and Kroger, he needs to go work at Kroger's. He shanked it.
Man, he shanked that.
We don't have Kroger's down here. They have that. That's a Cincinnati headquarters. Yeah. They have that in Atlanta. But a Kroger supermarket, that's like the Rouses, you know. Well, no, a Kroger, he shanks it 4 minutes, 23
yards?
Seconds. Yeah, I mean, it was not. I know one thing. Our punt coverage, I said this before the game, both the Saints punt coverage and the Patriots, because both return games going into last year, double digits. So you get that free first down, you know, the hidden yardage, field position and all that. And then right after that, the first punt, when you look at the Patriots, was 2 minutes and 49 seconds into the third quarter. And, you know, you could say like on downs or a turnover and all that. But, Mike, that was not the case. And I thought we had to win the turnover battle. We were minus one. We were plus five going into the game. Look, the Giants' defense forced a turnover, five straight possessions. That's not going to happen. But we ended up minus one for the game. We plus four for the season. And you look at the Patriots, they all of a sudden, they know that's a winning formula for them. Because they were on the minus side, and they got on the plus side for a game. So watch out for the Patriots, Mike. That's why they weren't going to overlook the Saints. Let me tell you why they weren't. When they beat the Bills, a divisional opponent, they probably said, they're going to overlook the Saints. But no, they looked at they could go, because I've been on teams like that. You have a chance to go on a winning streak, because it doesn't matter who you play and when you play.
Their schedule.
Like the next two games. It's like the Titans. And there was another team.
The Jets?
Yeah, whoever it is, it's like, hell yeah, they can win four games in a row. And so all of a sudden, no, we cannot sleepwalk into the Superdome.
I'll be honest with you, though.
And get off to a great start.
Their secondary, I'm not going to say it's as bad as the Saints right now, but it ain't much better. Because, man, Spencer Rattler, you know, that's a lot of Spencer Rattler hate out there. I don't get it. He can't throw it and catch it.
Spencer Rattler was 20 of 26. He could have been like 23 of 26.
Catch the ball.
How about you catch the ball? It's quarterback rating almost 103. Oh, well, Bobby, he didn't win the game. What? It's not tennis or golf. It's a team sport. No, I'm not saying Drake May's a different level.
I would think.
No, I think Spencer Rattler's very good. Drake May's great. He had a perfect quarterback rating in the first half. I mean, are we going to disrupt him? Okay, you think Drake May was worried about playing in the damn Superdome? He wasn't freaked out or nothing, and he's young. Bobby, there ain't no don't feel advantage right now. If you look at Drake May right here, Mike, this right here, he did his most jet damage in the first half. He just shredded the Saints defense. He was 11 of 13 for 185 yards, 3 touchdowns. He had a perfect passer rating. And we know about perfect passer ratings because we've seen Drew Brees do this against the Patriots. Yep. But all of a sudden, now we got it done against us. So I was like, no, Drake May. They had one call in the post game last night. Said, Spencer Rattler is as good as Drake May. I go, No. Then I said, you mean who that? Yeah, you mean too
way
much.
Way too much that you nation. That on that.
Yeah. No, you gotta.
I got somebody tell me,
you gotta be objective.
Always throwing to open receivers. On those third down conversion plays, Kayshawn Boutte came up big. Douglas came up big. Stephon Diggs. And I think he got cheated out of that long play. Man, if that's a pass interference call.
Yeah, when they called it on Diggs. That
crew yesterday. Ooh-wee. They were bad. And for both teams. They wasn't favoring nobody.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know,
they were indiscriminate on bad calls.
We've done this better. We've done better. We made adjustments. We need Coach Staley and the defense. Okay, we made good adjustments in the second half. How about we do that from the get-go? We need to have a good defensive plan from the get-go. Not the adjustments. That's good you have the adjustments. We got to get good from the get-go. But, Mike, because if you look at the points scored, because you look scoring offense, scoring defense, points total. But that one pass that if you look at Drake May's – biggest pass to me was this last one. You look at that with that 21-yard, that was a dime to Kayshawn. It was 3rd and 11. Holly dropped it in there. And then all of a sudden you want to get the ball back
took one away from him, too. You remember the referee. Now, this is supposedly where you can't block downfield if you're a receiver. Now, if you want to call that a block, I mean – my thing about it is I've been around enough meetings. We've all been through these NFL meetings. Carl Johnson's explained to us all this numerous times. If you see something, drop the flag. If you got to go pick it up later, it's great. Watch what that referee did on that deal with Stephon Diggs. He doesn't throw the flag right away. He waits, gets a completion, touchdown, then he throws the flag.
What he had, it looks like he had money on the game.
You can't make it look shady on that deal.
No, they ended up scoring on that drive.
They did end up scoring.
So it didn't matter. But if you look at – now, this cannot happen. Now, it's on the road. It's not in New Orleans in the Dome. We play in Chicago. We cannot let Caleb Williams have this kind of start like Drake May.
No.
Drake May, his first hit completion was a throwaway under pressure. It didn't come until – like 6.5 minutes left in the second quarter. And the game was well within, the real time in the game was an hour. It's like all of a sudden he's in a hostile environment and for a whole hour in the dome, and that's the first time he throws an incompletion. I mean, how are you truly affecting your opponent? Right now, listen, I'm keeping it real. we have no dome field advantage.
No.
I mean, when the Patriots make a good play, I heard the crowd screaming loud. Now, you know how you stop that? And you might say, well, I'm sure depending on the team that travels to New Orleans and the support they're going to have, but you got to win. How you get truly a dome field advantage, the team has to win. And you got to take care of, you know, you want to win on the road and be road warriors. You know who's the road warriors? Mike, you might know this. The Seahawks. They won like 8 or 9 games, something like that off the top of my head, on the road. Now, that's great. That's unbelievable. But you got to take care of your home turf. At home, you got to do it. If you want to get to double-digit wins, you know, used to be always do the Coach Mara, the 16-game advantage example. So you got 8 on the road, 8 at home. You got to go 6-2 at home and go 500 on the road. And then you win 10 games. You know, how do you get 10, 11, 12 games?
And well, now when you play 17 games, it's split even differently.
But the point being, no, we have no dome field advantage. And I'm not exaggerating. It is so bad right now that when you look at it, it's Mike Ditka's days. Yo. Bobby, what are you talking about? No, Mike, I was in Atlanta. You were here.
Yep.
So 1999, I remember that year because I got put in the Saints Hall of Fame. 1999, that's when Ditka had a heart attack and he fell on the field. Him when he threw the Hail Mary.
Against Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Tim Couch.
And it's like, oh, they lost it. Well, Mike, that was the game. I rode around the dome, waved to the crowd, my kids and all. Saints Hall of Fame, you end up losing. Well, when you look at that, they are now 1-5, that being the Saints. It's their worst start after 6 games since 1999 in Mike Ditka, his third and final season as a head coach. Now, Kelly, you know, it's amazing how you perceive the team and how we looked with Ditka versus Kellen Moore. I think Kellen Moore is the right coach. I know he knows what he's doing. Now, you can point the players in the right direction. They got to go accomplish on the field. But I think I tell you right now, and Mickey and all might not want to hear this, if they pay Chris Olave over 20-some million, then who that nation is going to go crazy? He's not an alpha. He's not a number one receiver. That dude has to be the reason why we finish and won games. Not, oh, he missed the ball. He'll get him next time. How many chances are you going to give him? Oh, he got 2-3 strikes. We're going to continue. No. Now, Juwan Johnson? I think he's a very good tight end. They invested money in him. But you need your players that you are counting on, you need them to step up and be the difference maker. And, like, when the game's all over, oh, they were the difference. That's why we won. You know, not like, oh, they had a big hand in why we lost. Now, the young secondary, let me tell you, I don't hold it out against them. They're learning what to play. Like Sanker and Quincy Riley. Ooh, they got humbled yesterday. You know, Sanker, all of a sudden he gets a nice article written about him in the paper. And then, you know, about his history. And
everybody's patting you on the back. You're great, kid.
And then,
NFL is humbling.
Humbling. It ain't going to slow down in Chicago because of copycat lead. Yeah, the Bears are going to run the same damn plays at the Patriots sometime in the game to see if you could stop it. That's always been the case.
These DBs are peeking into the backfield, and they got receivers running past them. You got to keep up with your receiver. You can't be looking into the backfield, and the Patriots saw it on tape. They saw it on tape and attacked that area.
Well, the thing is, as a receiver, you know, it's kind of finesse position. Eric Martin, I'd say, was a physical receiver.
Yes,
you would
was.
Never call him a finesse. He wasn't a speedster. But you cannot be – I don't care – I don't think, like, Chris Olave is scared. But I think he's definitely aware of him getting those concussions and then knocking him out. No, he's soft as cotton. It is what it is. I mean, look, he starts out the game. He could have had an unbelievable game. If you look, Chris Olave, he had 6 catches, 98 yards, 60.5-yard average, 53 long game. But he got targeted 10 times. They're giving him every opportunity. I'm telling you. To me, if you're not a difference maker to help the team win.
You can't get paid big money.
Exactly.
It can't happen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.